This is 98FM's Big Breakfast, making mornings tastier with McDonald's breakfast. On the way, 98FM Secret Santa. I have a funny feeling that this one is going to go really, really quickly. All right?
I don't.
I think it might do. It's worth €1,150. Aideen, what's the news?
Well, lads, the 10th Lewis strike is swinging into action, and Mel C has reportedly pulled out of a Spice Girls reunion tour. It's 7 a.m. Live from the Dublin News Centre, I'm Aideen Finnegan. Tram tracks are falling silent again today as the latest strike by Lewis drivers gets underway. The company's promised to cut pay by 10% from tomorrow if next month's stoppages aren't called off. Head of Transdev, Jerry Madden, is urging drivers to do what their colleagues have done and accept a deal.
One road is to actually look at a sensible pay claim in line with your colleagues, what they've already accepted. You know, what productivity can the drivers bring to the table? So there's potential to be open-minded and reasonable if they can come and sell me something that I'd frankly want to buy.
The United Nations has called for the release of Ibrahim Halawa from jail in Egypt. The 20-year-old from Fur House is in poor health after spending well over 2.5 years in prison there. He's been awaiting trial ever since he was arrested in Cairo during political protests. Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan's welcoming the intervention.
Ibrahim is facing his 1,000th day behind bars in May 13th. When I see
you again. Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Pitt.
See you again on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, 7:53. Bad Neighbours 2, right?
Yes.
I really liked the first Bad Neighbours. I thought it was brilliant to see how Zac Efron and Seth Rogen bounced off each other. And they are back. We've teamed up with Universal Pictures, though. Send you and a friend to the Irish premiere, right? Very fancy. This Wednesday, May the 4th, at the Irish Film Institute. You also get to be put on the guest list for the Bad Neighbours 2 premiere party in the Meeting House Temple Bar. Returning stars, like I said, Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, Rose Byrne is there as well. She's brilliant. And this time they're joined by Chloe Grace Moretz for Bad Neighbours 2, which is in cinemas 2 days later on May 6th.
That's pretty cool. Now, here, listen, Luke, we've awful bad neighbours here next
I know,
time.
they're going mad.
Very, very noisy.
Spinning out of control here.
Will you please go over and tell them to keep the noise down?
Yeah. Thanks very much.
All right, guys. It's a lovely door there. Hiya. Would you turn the music down, please?
Oh. What was that song they were listening to?
Jason.
Anyway, if you know what song it was that they're listening to, text Neighbour with your song title and details to 0877-989898. Come to the pre-party and then come to the Bad Neighbours 2 premiere. All right, get involved now. It's Kygo Region. It's 98FM. Standing in the cold in the frozen wind, I'm leaving you behind,
but it's not the Kygo, Codeline, raging on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. So we had asked you, what are our very noisy bad neighbours playing in their very noisy bad house? Oh, hi. Hi, you turn that down, please. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
So where's Megan from Bayside identified it correctly as Jason Derulo, want to want me. She says, please make my rainy Thursday morning better. Smiley face. Well, I just have smiley face.
All right, well done, Megan. You're going to the Bad Neighbours 2 party and the premiere on Wednesday, May 4th in the Irish Film Institute, thanks to Universal Pictures. On the way, do you know what we're going to do?
What, love?
Well, we also have Greedy Guts, which is €500 for grabs, but we've got that Mike Posner tune in Ibiza.
I like that song.
I know, it's 98FM.
FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Very delighted to welcome Simon Delaney. Hello.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Really good. Thanks very much. Great to talk to you. Big fan.
Oh, yes. Hi. You're the one.
You're in the new Gaiety Theatre play, Driving Miss Daisy, right? So that opens on the 10th of May. What do you find is the biggest difference, besides obviously the live audience, but what do you get a bigger buzz out of, acting or being on stage acting?
Well, I think any actor will tell you their home is on stage, because and a stand-up comedian will tell you the same. It's just that instant response when you know that you get straight away. When you do a TV gig or a film gig, you don't know how it's going to go down with the public, whereas if you suck on stage, they'll tell you straight away.
I kind of wish you'd throwing tomatoes at people on stage again, I think.
They should do that. Let's start the campaign.
Yeah, like, don't mind to waste like 2 days to get the critics' review
exactly. Well, they used to do it in the days of the Globe and Shakespeare's time. They used to bring rotten fruit, and that's where it came from. If you were crap, they let you know.
Your family, your future.
98FM's Dublin Traffic.
With eFlow. Sort out the small things. Pay your M50 toll on time on eFlow.ie.
You ask and it's done. The Lewis bells are gone. Nice one, lads.
Love it.
All right, how are the roads looking?
Unfortunately, the M50 northbound emergency services are dealing with a crash before the off-ramp at Junction 11 Tala. It's blocking two lanes and traffic is busy, so from Sandyford to Ballymount. Traffic lights are out of action, completely out of action, and the N81 Tala bypass, the Cookstone Way / Whitestown Way junction, so mind yourselves there. And finally, got a text in saying, morning lads, there's a crash at the bottom of the Coombe and Francis Street. Thank you for that. 0877 98 98 98 if you want to give me a traffic update.
Thanks. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast, making mornings tastier with McDonald's breakfast on the way. We've got greedy guts to play. Five questions. €500. Aideen, what's the news?
Well, lads, the green light's been given to build a new National Children's Hospital at St. James's. And Calvin Harris and Rihanna are releasing another song together. It's 9 a.m. You go back to him
and then I'll go back to her. Walking on cars, speeding cars on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. 98FM's
Greedy Guts. Gotta love this game. Five questions. Lucas dreamt these questions up and they're meant to test your knowledge, brain, working bits and pieces. And Emma wants to have a go at this. Hiya, Emma.
Morning.
Morning.
You're in Fairview dropping the kids off to school. Is this correct?
This is correct.
And have you any plans for next week of being midterm?
No, they're only on for 2 days next week, so not much plans.
It's grand. They'd be grand just running around like lunatics then.
Well, one of my little girl is doing a show in the Helix, so that'll keep me busy on Monday.
Oh, what's the show?
It's with our stage school, Song and Dance.
Oh, very nice. Does she want to say hello on the radio? She can say hello.
You want to say hello on the radio?
No,
she's shy.
No, she only prefers a live audience, I get you. Right, let's play this game.
Okay.
Don't forget now, if you get a question right, you can take the money and run. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What country in Europe is also the name of a bird?
Come on, chicken, hurry up.
You have it at Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Oh my God.
Jesus, my nerve.
Oh, wow.
I threw you with the first one.
Get the cranberry sauce.
Shall we continue for 50?
Yes, we are.
Continue, yeah.
Okay. Calm yourself. What two words are combined to make the word brunch?
To make the word what?
Brunch.
Brunch, lunch and breakfast.
Is correct.
Okay.
Tell that child test. I'm joking. Do you want to keep going for €100?
We'll keep going for 100.
Okay.
Yes.
Good woman.
Come on, Emma.
Okay.
What country won last year's Eurovision?
Oh, come on. My uncle is the biggest Eurovision fan ever.
That's not the answer.
It wasn't Sweden that was here before.
Oh, no.
Was it Sweden?
Oh, it was!
Yay!
Okay. Anyway, listen up. Okay, Emma, you have €100. You can take that cash or else you can continue to question four.
I'll give you a hint. It is a music-related question.
Oh, is it an easier music-related question?
I couldn't tell you because that would be not allowed.
I'm going to have to hurry.
Okay, we'll go first.
You're going to go first?
You're going to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. Fair play.
Good luck, Emma.
For €250... Who released an album in 2013 called The 2020 Experience? Oh, quick.
No, I don't know.
Tim.
Oh. No, I don't know.
Justin Trousersnake, Timberlake.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
Oh, but look, you were great, so we'll give you cinema passes to drum or swords, and you can take one of those 2 days to take the mister out for, I don't know, a date, I suppose.
Take the kids to the cinema.
Or take the kids, yeah, either way. Good luck to the little one in the Helix. I hope she does great, and have a lovely day.
Same to yourself. Thanks very much.
Cheers, bye. If you were screaming at the radio saying, I know all these answers, without any help, you know what to do. Text Greedy Guts with your name and details to 0877 98 98 98. Greedy Guts back again tomorrow morning here on 98FM.
Today with a mix of cloud and sunny spells as well as showers of rain or hail. Top temperatures of 10 degrees. Right now it's 8. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Back tomorrow morning from 6 only on 98FM.
Barry Dunn. I'm here with thanks to the Fitzwilliam Private Clinic, restoring confidence, improving lives and playing songs from Gavin James as well as Sia and now Jonas Blue. Dublin's best music mix. 98FM.
98 FM.
TNFM, Dublin's best music mix. How are you? I'm Barry Dunn. I mean, they say politicians are corrupt, but this is a level of corruptness that's just insane. I always thought Barack Obama was a nice guy, but no, it turns out, like myself, Barack Obama is a massive Game of Thrones fan. I suspect that's about all we have in common. But Barack Obama uses his power as President of the United States to actually get to see episodes of Game of Thrones before just about anybody else on planet Earth, which is pretty cool. He's using the gig to get himself those exclusive episodes of Game of Thrones. But somebody who's also a massive Game of Thrones fan, one of the big fan groups, put in the Freedom of Information Act in the States. They applied to see, well, you know, we got to see what Barack Obama is up to these days, and we get to see what he's watching, and can we have the episodes as well? Sadly, they said no. What a surprise. Still, Barack, if you're listening, please, no spoilers. On the way, Justin Bieber, plus music from the guy who says his new album is going to be very, very sexy, and we want you looking well also. We're going to give you the chance to win this afternoon with thanks to the Buff Day Spa on South King Street in Dublin. To tell you how to win, just a couple of minutes from now.
Are you ready?
One, two, three, go!
Now.
We're hitting rewind. FM's 2 o'clock throwback.
Hiya, this is Barry Dunn celebrating some of the great old school tunes from the 90s and noughties. We're here, by the way, with thanks to the Fitzwilliam Private Clinic, restoring confidence, improving lives, and also giving away movie passes for movies of Swords and Dundrum.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
I would like to know the name of the movie that clip comes from.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
When you know it, you can text me in for your chance to win 0877 98 98 98. 2 o'clock throwbacks are on 98 FM. Carol Melia, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Barry, how are you?
I'm really good, and in my hand I am holding these Walking on Cars tickets that I'm going to be giving you.
Brilliant, brilliant, that's great, that's very good.
So, Saturday, 12th of November, get your arse down from Marino down to the 3 Arena. You're going to be going to see them live. It's their biggest ever headline show as well, so fair play to them.
Oh, that's brilliant, that's great. Oh, God, thanks very much, Barry.
Tickets went on sale earlier on this morning. You can also actually see them, can't you, later on during the summer as well when they're up in Marnie Park or Coeur d'Alene. But if you fancy going to see them at their biggest ever headline show, Walking on Cars, Saturday, 12th of November, you can blag your tickets again tomorrow morning with Cooper and Luke on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Let's go! 98FM's Big Ride Home with Derek Quilty. This is 456.
Hey, it's Andy Clark here with you for Derek Quilty, the Big Ride Home with 4starpizza.ie. Right, you want to win a bit of cash on your way home? You need to get three totals, 4, 5 and 6 o'clock. Write them down, write them on someone's forehead. I don't really care. 4 o'clock's total is €115. You get the next one after 5. Let's get into the Big Ride Home with Rundamental.
Don't make that money.
Make yourself a little money.
One for the money, two for the people.
Register to win the cash by texting 456 to 0877 98 98 98. Live from the Dublin News Centre, this is 98FM. First for Dublin News.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Good evening. The trial of a Dublin man accused of murdering his stepson has heard the alleged victim had a history of substance abuse and had self-harmed in the past. 45-year-old David Mahon of Ongar Village denies murdering Dean Fitzpatrick at his apartment on the Malahide Road, saying his stepson impaled himself on the knife. 98FM's crime correspondent Stephanie Grogan reports.
The court heard David Mahon told Gardaí that he and his stepson Dean Fitzpatrick didn't have a good relationship and were always bickering. In a series of interviews with detectives about what happened that night outside his apartment, he insisted his 23-year-old stepson walked into the knife and it wasn't deliberate. At one point he told Gardaí, "Is it an accident or murder? I don't know, but it's my fault." The court heard that David Mahon told Gardaí that when his stepdaughter Amy Fitzpatrick went missing in Spain in 2008, he thought it was the worst thing in the world, but now this had happened. He was worried about facing Dean's mother and his partner Audrey Fitzpatrick, saying, "How much can one person take?" The court also heard that Dean Fitzpatrick had a history of substance abuse since the age of 11 and had been referred to psychiatric services in 2009. The jury was told Mr. Fitzpatrick had feelings of guilt about his missing sister and he had cut himself in the past. The prosecution has now concluded its evidence and the trial will resume in the morning. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
Lewis drivers say they'd prefer to go on all-out strike than back down on their pay claim. They've stopped work again today, calling for a 20% raise, despite others in the company accepting 13%. The company's told drivers it'll start docking their pay to claim back some of the money it's lost to the row.
It's not going to be any budgets, because when you think about it here, talks that's happening at the moment should have happened 2 years ago. So not only is the company delaying the last 2 years, they're still trying to drag it out now.
We will apologise to all the passengers and travel department. We have been forced into this, and all out is a strong possibility.
Planning permission's been granted to build a new National Children's Hospital at St James's. Work on the €650 million project will start in the summer, despite some criticising the location. 98FM's Dublin reporter Maria Shannon has more.
13-year-old Ashley Kiernan from Lucan was treated for cancer at Crumlin Children's Hospital. She's delighted with today's news.
Getting this new children's hospital, everything would most likely be in it and there wouldn't be much moving around and it would be much easier.
The new children's hospital will go ahead at the site at St James's, despite opposition from some residents and a number of campaigners. But Health Minister Leo Varadkar says planners looked at the pros and cons.
This decision was put on board Planola. There was 2 weeks of oral hearings. Everyone got to make their case. People were cross-examined even in those hearings. And on board Planola, which is independent of government, decided to grant permission.
Louis Roden's a parent of two children with cystic fibrosis. He says it's the right place to build.
The fact is that traffic and parking, yes, they're very important and they should be looked at and all the rest of it.
Latest song for the Cronas, play on 98FM. Danny's, his sister, has a really good song at the moment. Play that in the next few minutes. The Big Ride Home with 4starpizza.ie.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2016.
This could be something pretty massive for somebody you know. The time has come to be the best. 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards back for 2016, and we're looking for your nominations right now. So many categories, so many great categories up there. Do you know anyone that could fit into one of Best Dublin Sports Person? Maybe it's Best Taxi Driver, Best Takeaway, Best Bar, because it's Thursday. Well, hop on board 98FM.com right now, because nominations are closing tomorrow, Friday, at midday, so you really can make a difference. Pity we can't see what the traffic is doing in one of those categories, but we'll check that next at 98FM.
Let's go!
Snow Patrol on 98FM's Big Ride Home for Dee and Jack, who came up to us here on 98FM's Thunderbus. We're live at Liffey Valley Shopping Centre outside View Cinema. Their discount evening taking place, kicking off in the next few minutes between 7 and 10, we're told, and the little things make the difference. Andy Clark here, time to do this.
Let's go!
98FM's Big Ride Home with Derek Quilty. This is 4-5-6.
So you're adding up the amounts to make the call back. Hopefully get a winner today, like yesterday.
Hello?
Hello, Avril. It's Andy Clark, 98FM.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying your birthday week?
I am feeling a bit elderly for us, but on the way out to dinner, so it will cheer me up.
You going
to
pay, or are they?
Them, I hope.
We'll see when we get there.
I'm broke.
Well, you mightn't be broke for too long, because this is a 4-5-6 call.
Amazing. And I listen, I just hope I can add correctly.
Okay, well, what have you got for the 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, I have 115.
5?
5 o'clock, I have 95.
And 6?
82.
Do the maths for me.
I get 292. I hope that's good enough, because I am a teacher.
Not a maths teacher, I hope.
Right, am I wrong? Are you serious?
Are you doubting yourself?
I am doubting myself now, yeah.
Avril.
Tell me.
It's absolutely right. You've just won the money.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
You're going to make a fortnight out of that birthday, aren't you?
I absolutely am. Let's not tell anyone tonight, so they're still here, though.
Well, we all know that you listen to 98FM, so you're in trouble now.
Oh, fingers crossed they're not listening tonight.
Well done to you, Avril.
Thank you so much. Woo!
Avril McLennigan is certainly celebrating in style, a 4-5-6 winner here on 98FM. And yes, we'll do it again tomorrow. On the way, The Fix, Brendan Roach has even more stuff to win right here on 98FM.
98FM's 4-5-6. Brendan Roach.
How about tickets to an exclusive movie premiere? Details on the way, along with new music from Benny Benassi. And take that right after Grace.
Dublin's best music mix. 98 FM.
Absolutely love that brand new. It's Benny Benassi and Chris Brown, Paradise. A nice summery tune on a day where everyone is wearing scarves and massive coats. I actually had to pinch myself earlier. There's no use, though. Feeling was gone out of my arm with the cold. It's mental. Coldplay now, 98 FM. I turn the music up, I got my
records on. This is 98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Is there any excuse for not being an organ donor? What use are your organs to you after you die? Well, this week, Organ Donation Week has seen the Department of Health speak out about organ donation, or lack of, and has said it is working on legislation to introduce an opt-out system of organ donation, meaning that when you die, there will be presumed consent that you want your organs to be used to save someone's life. I myself have always carried an organ donor card. I've always been of the attitude that there's no use to me after I'm gone. Do you know what I mean? Rotting in the ground, what use is that when somebody could have their life saved? Well, an Irish mother from County Cork has spoken out and urged people to become organ donors. Kim Murphy has a 6-year-old daughter, Lexi, who is desperately in need of a new liver and kidney, and has spoken out to try and encourage people to become organ donors. Kim said, "One of the most difficult things for myself and my husband to come to terms with is that we are entirely reliant on a family somewhere to make the selfless decision to donate organs." Let me find out a little bit more about Kim's daughter, Lexi. Kim, welcome to 98 FM.
Hi, thank you.
Now, Kim, tell me a little bit more about Lexi.
Lexi suffers with polycystic kidney disease, which affects her liver as well. So she was diagnosed when she was 3 weeks old. And for the first 4 years, she got on relatively well, just with the odd hospital visits, and we kind of maintained everything with medication. But in the last 2 years, her health has deteriorated a lot. She's been in and out of hospital a lot more frequent. And in November of last year, they decided to send us to Birmingham Children's Hospital to start all the assessments to get her put on the transplant list.
Okay, so are you reliant on a donation from the UK, or is it from Ireland, or how does that work?
I think it can be from both, because Lexi's donor will probably be on the younger side, and they don't do liver transplants on children in Ireland. So if it comes about here, it can be sent over to England with her.
Okay, now, in terms of her condition, is she going to continually deteriorate?
Yeah, she's getting a lot less time in between her sick times where she is well. As I said at the start, she was great, she just got on with things. But over the last 2 years, it's been going to every month she's been in hospital, and then it's gone to every 3 weeks. And now the last 2 weeks, she spent most of the last 2 weeks in hospital and only got home again at the start of this week, and very nearly ended up back in again yesterday.
Okay, so you can see yourself her condition continuing to deteriorate.
Yeah, and she just doesn't have the energy that she used to have, and she loves going to ballet and Irish dancing, and she's missing a lot of that now because she just doesn't have the energy to do it, or she's in hospital and can't go.
And what is the ultimate prognosis, Kim, if she doesn't get a donor? Like, what sort of timescale are we looking at here?
Luckily enough with Lexi, because her kidneys would have been the main issue, there is dialysis and she's not on it yet. She has about 12% function in the one remaining kidney that she has. And her liver isn't technically failing, but it's causing all the problems. So we should get to a transplant before the worst happens.
Here at 98FM, we love Dublin. From the madness of the city, to the beaches, mountains, it's got it all. But let's face it, Dublin is nothing without its people. Go. Right now, we're looking for you to nominate those who are the best at what they do. From that guy who serves you the best coffee, to the girl who makes you laugh online, best shop to gym, restaurant to bar. Log on now, 98fm.com and nominate with the Herald, every side of Dublin.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2016.